Hello.
Hey, Dwayne. Dan Nelson again. Local Flash?
Hey, we're trying to get my password now, Daniel. So, hold on.
Okay, take your time, brother. I'm here for you.
So, I'm trying to help him with this. The issue is he has two different business pages. And right now I'm trying to figure out if – so he has a business page that's super active. He has, like, over 1,000, like, followers on that. That's the one that this needs to be connected to.
Yes, I agree.
It looks like when he started creating Facebook accounts, there's another Facebook business account that's created under – I'm assuming it's under the same email.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I try to give you access to it – it's bumping it to the Dill's Ducks that has, like, absolutely nothing on the page.
Right, and that's not the one we want. Okay,
that's
give
not
me
the one.
Give me a one quick second here.
What is the active page on it?
Even though it's a business page, I think only 7 followers. So
no, I need to know that. What is the active that he posted his work on?
His personal.
Let me see your phone really quick, or give me my phone. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, take your time. I'm looking into it, too. So I usually set up the account, so just give me one sec. Connect to Facebook, grant us access.
All right, never mind. It makes sense now. So he's okay.
It went through?
So, no, it didn't go through. So this is what's happening, is he has... it looks like everything is connected to his personal page where he, like,
yes,
advertises.
That's how Facebook
everything.
Works. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but no, like, what I'm saying is there's no separate business account. You know, when you go on Facebook and you make your personal account and then you link a business account,
yes.
There's not a separate page to link. It's just his personal account.
Okay. Give me one quick second here. Let me go into the Facebook link I got from him. Let me make sure I'm looking at the same one. Give me one moment. All right, Facebook, boom. Dill's Ducks, 1.3K followers. So this is the one we want to use for sure.
Okay. Let me go to that. You went to his personal. Dill's Ducks. Hold on.
I can send you the link right now if you want via text.
Okay. There is a page. You're just not following it. You got to follow it to see it. That's a business page. The other one was a personal page. Wayne, when you post, yeah, you're posting on that page.
Yeah, I'm posting.
All right, let's see. So when you say you go to a totally different thing, show me what you do when you, all right, hold on. Let me exit out of this. Hold on one second, okay?
Yeah, take your time. I appreciate you.
Happening.
You're awesome. I'm going to tag somebody from the social media department just in case we have to grab them too, okay?
Yep, that sounds good.
Right. Yep.
And go here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so here's what's happening is he's logged into, like, his personal page, and, you know, he has his drop-down, like, business page. Let me try this link that you just sent me because – like I said, what's happening is when you send the link, it's taken him off of the app and onto the internet browser, right? And so when he is putting in his email address and, like, I even reset the password and everything, it keeps reverting back to those not active accounts.
Got it. Got it. That makes perfect sense. Hold on. Let me message Facebook department. Message Kyle. He's, like, the main one over there.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I can see right now it gives me the drop-down button where you sent the link. And the drop-down button says Dill's Carpet Cleaning is, like, choose your page. But that's not the page we need to choose. It needs to be just Dill's
Ducks. The Dill's Ducks.
Yep.
Okay. So I might not be equipped to answer this.
Okay.
So I'm going to grab, just bear with me. I'm going to get somebody from our Facebook department right now.
Okay.
So the issue is there's multiple business accounts on there, right? Is what
Correct.
It sounds like? Okay.
Yeah, and I can't figure out what each, like, I'm assuming they're all created under one email, which is mind-blowing to me. I don't think Facebook was let you do that, but maybe
they do.
They're all under. That's
yep.
crazy.
Yeah. I agree.
So that's what's happening then, is that he has multiple accounts under one email address.
Why can't you just make a new email address and put it to the...
It's not that simple. Not with Facebook. You don't want to lose, like, what he's got on Facebook.
Your email address. Keep the page and change your email address under your settings. That's how you get to your...
Instead of two, I'll just put one.
What I'm going to try to find out right now is if you add us to that one, if we're able to still have access to the Deals Ducks one. So before you change passwords and all that, let me just get an answer from these guys. Just give me 1 sec.
Right, you order, you earn the crab cake ladder. You didn't care.
It's supposed to get bad weather again tonight.
Oh, it?
Yeah, it's going to be able to do our views.
Which thing you like to hear?
I gotta. I have to walk upstairs. I'm just gonna take your phone with me because I gotta rinse my face. I'm gonna go to Kennedy's game. Just stop by for a little bit. I'm gonna take her. Are you gonna go for a run? I'll run when I get home.
I don't know if he's in a meeting or something. I'm going to go ahead and tag everybody in that department.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So give me 1 sec. Because I'm thinking, because I know I've had other clients with the same thing. They have multiple businesses under the same Facebook. Yeah, that's how Facebook works. So I'm wondering if you add us as manager to the other one, if we have the access to still run the ads on Deals Ducks. You know what I'm saying? So
is there a way to, if I give you access to that and it doesn't work, is there a way to just like, does it like automatically sync on your side and can you get out of it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it
yeah, oh, we work. Absolutely can. Yeah, 100%.
I'll just confirm the access then, and you want to see if you guys can pick it up on your end?
Yeah, confirm it, and then I'm going to need somebody from the Facebook department anyways because they get that access. I don't get it, you know? So.
Yeah, so it says, well, wait, maybe this will work. Are you by a computer? Can you tell me what the Facebook page, like, ID is for the Dills Carpet Cleaning? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me see here. Dills Carpet Cleaning, Facebook. Let me find it. Hold on. I got it right here.
And I can give you...
Oh, this one has, like, no followers, right? It's like, yeah,
correct.
I found it. Yeah. It's 12
okay.
followers. Okay.
Yes.
So...
And that ends in, like, the, code
5233.
Like okay, so this says 9561.
Okay, the one for Bill's Ducks, it ends in 4983, is what I'm seeing.
Okay. And the Bill's Ducks one is the one that it needs to be on.
Yeah, well, I'd recommend it because you got 1.3K followers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably not going to, but maybe, like you said, maybe you guys can, you know, connect it if you're in.
Yeah. And they'll know more about those, because I'm just going off the actual link that I'm seeing. That's what it shows me is on the end, you know, is the 5233 for the carpet one, and then the 4983 for the Dill's Ducks is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
But, all right, let me see. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, got somebody typing. Cool. Okay, I was like, dang, are they that busy over there? Okay, Jabiz told me he's on a call. Dang it. Okay, hold on. Let me message Kyle again here. Give me one sec. We're going to get somebody, I promise you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I told them, I made sure we're not doing a new page. We want to use the same page, so that's clarified. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Brittany.
Brittany, okay, nice to meet you, Brittany. Let me add it. Is this, so the person that is going to call you, Jabiz is one of the Facebook department. The main ones over there are Kyle, Eamon, and Jabiz. Like, they're like Facebook gurus. So Jabiz told me once he's off that call, off his call, he can give you a call. But is this the best number to like reach you at?
Yes. Okay.
So call this number for Brittany here. It'll be soon too. Like I'm sure he won't be on that call for like over 30 minutes. You know. So so please give her a call. Dash right now. Okay. And he'll be able to help you. So I told him not to create a new business page that we're gonna he's gonna walk you through getting access to that current one, okay? Needed to, we'll escalate it. Like either way we'll make it happen. But let me dash him to real quick so he has it. Give me 1 second. Oh, he said he's gonna call now. So the call should be coming through from our 877 number. Let me know if you're getting it.
Did we get square?
No, not yet. We're working on it. It's a little bit of process when it comes to Facebook and figuring out. You don't want to lose what you already have on there.
Right.
But they're having a hard time getting
1.3K followers, we want to promote that one for sure, you know.
That one has all the traction on it. If you did it this way and, like, just pushed through any Facebook account, it would be a waste of your money. I'm not doubting your company, but I'm saying it would be a waste of money because you're going to have to build all those followers back.
Yeah.
As where these are people who know you, like you, trust you. Yeah. That's where you're going to make your money at.
Yeah. But you pay a weather.
Really? What?
Tonight. Again.
Shane texted and asked if the boys can come over. Like I said, I'm running out for a little bit. He can pick them up in a little bit.
Okay, it's actually, I hate to switch it up on you, but it's going to be Kyle calling you, okay?
Okay, yep, that's fine.
But he's the man. He's got like this British accent too. You'll like him. He's awesome with his Facebook stuff. He said you granted us access to Dill's carpet cleaning. So there's got to be something else you're going to have to do to get the right page, but he's the one that will be able to make it happen for sure.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Are you able to get calls while you're on the phone? You are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. I'm just making sure.
Herman coming. That's what I'm calling Herman.
So I know your company's doing his ads. Are you guys doing like his posting as well?
Yeah, so we're going to post on the Google page. I believe, so what happened, he didn't have access to his Google listing. So we're doing the claim process to get him ownership of the Google page, and we're going to be added on as a manager.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
but when you run the Google ads, when you run the Facebook ads, will that show on Google?
No, so it's going to show on Meta. So if they go to Facebook or Instagram, the ad will show. His current package doesn't include Google ads, but he could always upgrade to that in the future. We just like to see how you kind of do on that base package first, you know?
Do you think Google ads are still worth it?
You know, so it's pay-per-click, right?
I got to go, buddy. Daniel's calling.
They're calling? Okay, go ahead and take it.
Yep. All right, bye.
Okay, all right, bye.